And at this time, we are visiting with the new Broken Bow Boys basketball head coach, Keaton Klimek, who joins us here on KCNI KBBN Radio. Well, Keaton, first off, congratulations on recently being named the new head coach of Broken Bow Boys basketball. And I guess on behalf of Bow Nation, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited for the opportunity. So,
Keaton, I guess the first question would be, what was it that drew you to the Broken Bow position?
You know, I'm originally from Burwell, so Broken Bow is a very familiar place to me. My mom commuted to Broken Bow and worked at the hospital for many years when I was in elementary and high school years. So I've always had kind of that connection to Broken Bow through her. I got the chance to play on a freshman Bison team for Anthony Bloom when he was the coach there at Broken Bow just before he unfortunately passed away. So just a lot of connections to the Broken Bow area and just kind of a place that I could see myself growing a family there. And they gave me the opportunity to be the head boys coach. So this is my first job, so super excited.
Keaton, you mentioned that this is, I believe, it is your first head coaching position, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah. So talk about your coaching journey leading up to this then. What are some of the things you've went through from a coaching aspect that makes you feel prepared for this challenge?
So for 7 years, I was a part of the Kearney High boys staff. 2 years I volunteered in college. One year when I student taught, I was the head reserve coach. And then for 4 years, I was the head JV coach at Kearney High under Drake Baronic. And just being around him and seeing the passion that he has for basketball and for kids, it taught me a lot about the coaching side of basketball. You know, I grew up playing the game forever, but when you see it from a different perspective of a coach, you really grow to love the game in different ways. So just taking everything that I've learned from him and being able to one day implement that in my program was always a dream of mine. And so I learned a lot from him and just kind of excited to try it on my own.
Keaton, I know that when you coach high school basketball, sometimes you have to, as a coach, kind of make your style of play fit the talent that you are coaching. But with that aside, is there a style of play that you kind of would like to implement and a style of play that you favor offensively and defensively?
Yeah, you definitely have to adapt your philosophy to the type of athletes and kids you have, but basketball comes down to being, in my opinion, the ultimate team game. You know, you got five guys on the court, and then your bench guys are still got to be engaged in the game. So playing an exciting and enjoyable game and a style of basketball is something that I like. I like it up and down, run and transition on offense, get up and pressure on defense in the full court. And then just being super fundamentally sound. You know, if you watch the good teams in the C1 ranks, you know, the Ashland Greenwood, the Auburn, they play with 2 feet on the ground at all times, 2 hands on the ball. They're super fundamentally sound. So those are just a few things that come to mind when I think about that. But yeah, just playing a fun style of basketball is what I want to bring to Broken Bow.
I was at the Broken Bow gym just the other day, and they were starting to implement the shot clocks on the backboards and everything.
Yep.
We are now to that time, Keaton, where we're going to see the shot clock. Are you in favor of the shot clock and what it brings to the game?
100%. I think the shot clocks just improve the overall flow and rhythm to the game of basketball, and it prepares kids that if they have a dream to go play at the next level, it just prepares them so much better to be able to step into a college team and be able to play with a shot clock. So overall, it improves the flow of the game. Also, I think it gives teams an incentive to play a lot harder on defense. You know, that's kind of the type of deal that you can hang your hat on. Hey, we only got to guard for 35 seconds. Let's guard really hard for 35 seconds and get a rebound. So I'm all for it 100%.
All right, Keaton, my final question. It's March Madness, so as a lover of basketball, I assume you have a little interest in the NCAA tournament. Who's your Final Four? Have you picked your bracket yet?
I've got my bracket. Right off the bat, Dan Hurley at UConn, he's just a maniac, but his teams play hard, and they're playing really well right now. So I think they'll probably be in it. I'm a Duke person. I've always been a Duke lover, but I don't really know if they've got it in them this year. Kentucky's playing really well right now. North Carolina's playing pretty well. Houston's always a dangerous team. So Final Four, I think my bracket that I had, I had UConn, North Carolina, Kentucky, and then I did pick Creighton to go to the Final Four, even though I'm a huge Husker fan.
Did you? Wow, okay. Well, we will see if the Jays can get done. One final question about the tournament. Does Nebraska at least get their first NCAA tournament win on the men's side this year?
I'm hoping so. It's a tough draw with Texas A&M. They got a couple really good guards that I've seen, and they play super hard, and they're athletic. But I think the Huskers, I think they're motivated, you know, with all the extra stuff going on around that. So I think they're going to get the first win.
Well, Keaton, it has been a pleasure visiting with you on the phone. Can't wait to meet you in person, and we welcome you to Broken Bow, and can't wait to get to know you better.
Thank you very much.
Keaton Klimek, the new head basketball coach for Broken Bow Boys Basketball, joining us on KZNI KBBN Radio.